Gaia ESO survey detailed elemental abundances in red giants of the peculiar globular cluster NGC 1851 by G. Tortwezin et al. Context. NGC 1851 is one of several globular clusters for which multiple stellar populations of the subgiant branch have been clearly identified and a difference in metallicity detected. A crucial piece of information on the formation history of this cluster can be provided by the sum of A, C plus N plus O, abundances. However, these values have lacked a general consensus thus far. The separation of the subgiant branch can be based on age and or A, C plus N plus O, abundance differences. Aims. Our main aim was to determine carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen abundances for evolved giants in the globular cluster NGC 1851 in order to check whether or not the double populations of stars are coeval. Methods. High-resolution spectra observed with the Flames UV spectrograph on the ESO VLT telescope were analyzed using a differential model atmosphere method. Results. We provide abundances of up to 29 chemical elements for a sample of 45 giants in NGC 1851. The investigated stars can be separated into two populations with a difference of 0.07 dex in the mean metallicity, 0.3 dex in the mean C, N, and 0.35 dex in the mean S process-dominated element to iron abundance ratios, S, Fe. No significant difference was determined in the mean values of A, C plus N plus O, as well as in abundance to iron ratios of carbon, alpha and iron peak elements, and of europium. Conclusions. As the averaged A, C plus N plus O values between the two populations do not differ, additional evidence is given that NGC 1851 is composed of two clusters, the metal-rich cluster being by about 0.6 giga-years older than the metal-poor one. A global overview of NGC 1851 properties and the detailed abundances of chemical elements favor its formation in a dwarf spheroidal galaxy that was accreted by the Milky Way. This was Gaia ESO survey, detailed elemental abundances in red giants of the peculiar globular cluster NGC 1851, by G. Tortwezin et al.